have an exciting interview for you now. We have Adam Hadaway of Adam Hadaway and the Haunters here to talk about his new album, War on Zevon. Kia ora, Adam.
Kia ora, Kat.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey.
I'm good. I'm cruising.
Congratulations on the new album. I love it, personally. I think it's a really cool step in a new direction for you.
Yeah, thanks. It's as you know, it's all covers. It was the Yvonne covers. But I've been working with my friend Brett, who used to work a lot with the Phoenix Foundation, and Ebony Lamb, and he's in Melbourne. He kind of set the album on this sonic direction, and I've been kind of thinking, we should do more of this.
Yeah, so you've got Brett Stanton, who, as you said, from the Phoenix Foundation, and he brings in this sort of the fun, I don't know, it's all your music's very fun, but there's the distinctive sort of synthy, poppy drum machine sound of this album, which is really cool. How did
Absolutely. You... Absolutely. We've kind of been working on a little bit of other stuff like that, but it's something I've been meaning to kind of go into for a while.
Yeah, how did you find that step away from the sort of Americana folk rock sound into this new sound? Especially covering someone else's songs.
Yeah, well, one thing is, like, I like lots of different kind of music. We just kind of got comfortable doing what we've been doing. But, like, I, you know, making music that's a little bit more, has beats and more synths and stuff like that is totally natural for me because I like a lot of music that has those elements. So it's just, but it's nice to force yourself to step away from what you've ended up being used to, it. But, and also since it's all Warren Zevon songs, well, it's just a good idea to try to do it differently, like, as differently from the original as possible without being too weird, you know?
Yeah, because honestly...
Most covers albums aren't very tasteful.
Oh, that was shade to every other covers album ever. So obviously with Warren Zevon...
Yeah, all of them. This is the first good one.
Hey, congratulations on making the first good covers album, Adam. It's a huge thing for you.
Thanks. It's massive.
So obviously with covering Warren Zevon, an incredible songwriter, a prolific musician to be paying tribute to, I think what I thought was really funny is kind of knowing you a wee bit as a person and what you do creatively, and then when I was researching Zevon, there's this quote from the New York Times that said Zevon had a Pulp Fiction imagination which yielded verse, action-packed gallows, humid tales that could sketch an entire screenplay in 4 minutes and often had death as the punchline. And I just, when you've got that, what Zevon always brought was the humour, the satire, the poeticness. How did you find changing those songs and staying loyal to that incredible songwriting?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, so long as you're paying respect to what the song is at its core, I think there's so much you can do with it. I think, you know, you don't want it to sound like you're changing it for the sake of it, but you also don't want to just repeat something that's already been done. Just like with original music, really, but it feels like a slightly more delicate thing with this one. So I guess talking about the lyrics and the, you know, that darkness that he's got, it's really great to be able to bring out the lyrics, and I think we did that. And then also it's not all on me when you've got another producer, right? And they can always, you know, play a big part in creating the sound and creating the world.
Yeah, and this was a very collaborative album. We've got Georgia Knight singing, we've got Adam McGrath, both of those guys from the Eastern, Dee Feeney, Milan Boric, and as you said, Brett Stanton. How did you get everyone involved with this project? What was everyone's sort of relationship with Zevon and being involved?
Just very naturally. I think most collaborations anything I've been involved with other people, I think if it happens organically, then that's all that's important. And I think it started with Milan from Pluto, and we were just really wasted after a show we'd done one night and just started talking about doing the Zevon album completely out of the blue. And then I sort of just stuck to it and got working on this album when I was in Melbourne. And then I met Georgia over there, because I saw her playing and thought she was amazing. And then Warren Zevon was playing in the background at a gig that I was at with her, and I said, do you want to be on this crazy album I'm doing? And she's like, yeah, can I do Werewolves of London? And I was like, man, that's a crazy song to try to tackle. Let's do it. And then with Adam McGrath, I think that was just Brett's idea, but because he's our mutual friend. And then I think D Feeney, who's my mate Dylan, everything happens naturally, and sometimes it seems like a disparate or strange mix of people, but it's also better that way as well in many ways, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. How are you going to, is there going to be many live performances of this album? How are you going to wrangle all those people together?
Yeah, I think we're going to do a show in Christchurch at least. And I'll just do it with whoever's there, and if other people... I've seen a few shows where they just had to have different people because, you know, everyone's busy, but most of them will be close to Christchurch when we do it, I think. Cool. So, also, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if people like the album and if they expect us to play the songs in our lives, in our shows, because I never really imagined we would, and I didn't really think about that, so... Fingers crossed it doesn't become really wildly successful, because then we'd have to play the Zevon songs all the time.
Oh, it's okay. It's already the most successful covers album ever, so it's fine. You'll get there.
Damn!
And you've been doing a lot of collaborations lately. You've got $2 Trio, the new project of yours. How's that going?
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. That's just some... friends of mine that I met in Melbourne, and we just kind of played. It's pretty rootsy country soul music, so really different from the Zevon album, which we'll put out an album quite soon, I think. It's really fun because I'm not the only singer, and I'm usually the only singer, and it's really nice to mix it up.
Yeah, nice to take a bit of pressure off. Hey, Adam, thank you so much for phoning in and talking to us here at Radio 1. Where can people find the album?
It's good
where
to people listen? You want to go on Bandcamp to get this one. You can go anywhere. It's everywhere. Everything's everywhere, I'm pretty sure. But you've got to go on Bandcamp to get this one.
Okay, Bandcamp is where people are going. And where can people find you on things if they want to have a listen? If they want to talk to you, see what you're doing.
Just search my name. Anywhere. I even have my own website.
Oh, my goodness. AdamHathaway.com?
It's .net because it was .com, and then I forgot to pay the annual fee, and then it got hijacked, and now it's porn.
Oh, no.
So now it's .net. If you search AdamHathaway.com, you get, like, cartoon pornography.
Oh, we don't want that. Okay, well, hey, Adam...
I mean, some of us do. It's probably the funniest thing to happen to me, but you do want to go on AdamHathaway.net.
Adam, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. That was Adam Hathaway from Adam Hathaway and the Haunters talking about his new album, War on Zevon. There are 12 tracks there, all covering Warren Zevon, as we said. We'll get it started. We're going to play a great song off there. This is Searching for a Heart, and you're listening to Radio 191 FM.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.